Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? I'm Lily Marston, here with Jesse Smiles, and this is episode 114.
Yes, we have an interesting one for you today. It is packed with God knows what happened. I feel like literally this all happened overnight, and I woke up this morning, and I'm like, Nicki Minaj, what are you doing? And then I was just confused for, like, the whole day.
I don't usually come across things, like, in real time, I feel like.
Right.
Last night, it wasn't exactly real time, but it was much sooner than I would have normally, and I have never been more confused. And there was... I'll take you guys through the timeline in which I found out. I'm scrolling TikTok and I see this video where it's one of the most like non-problematic thing. Like for all the things for a celebrity to respond to then see that Nicki had responded personally to this was interesting. This is the video.
Nicki Minaj doesn't know she's Nicki Minaj and it's pissing me off. Cause girl, you're Nicki Minaj. What the fuck?
So that's it. That's the video. What was your interpretation?
I was literally about to ask what your interpretation was. So my interpretation was she is chronically online, which I do agree with. I recently saw her on Kai Cenat's like live stream and that went viral.
I did too, but I actually thought that was pretty funny.
Super funny. I thought they had great chemistry, a lot of funny moments.
You need to follow instructions. You got on nail polish?
No, this is, no.
That's gel tip.
No. Okay, whoa. Hold on! No, this is... I get manicures, I'm clean! I can't...
So why didn't you just say yes when I asked you? Is that nail polish?
It's not, it's...
Clear nail polish?
No, that's not nail polish.
Gel polish?
That's nail polish?
Yeah.
But it looks nice.
I didn't say it didn't. You just became defensive because you're insecure. Next.
So I thought that was funny, but I also, even though Kai Cenat is very famous online, I found it weird that Nicki Minaj was at his house, like live streaming with him.
Like
it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, Offset has done the same thing, so it's not the first celebrity to do it, but I did find a little strange. What I also find strange is Nicki Minaj is known to be in TikTok lives gifting people like lions and shit. I think I don't want to talk out of my ass. I feel like she's given Jeffree Star something before, but I'm not 100% sure. I feel like I've heard people talk about that. But I guess that part of me wants to believe that she's not chronically online because how can a celebrity be chronically online? They're just always busy and always doing this. But I just don't think that's the case for her. I think she just like maybe finds an escape through the internet and she's always online, like always.
So I had, was talking to my sister last night and I was like, did you see what's going on with Nicki Minaj? And I sent her some of the stuff that we're going to keep watching. But her first response was, do famous people like Nicki Minaj do their own social media?
That's how disconnected people think celebrities are.
Yeah.
But they're not anymore.
Well, and then when you think about like, I'm sure she's busy, but then I also feel like she's super rich. So she has people to do a lot of the stuff for her that she, like a normal person might be busy with. And I feel like also a lot of being a celebrity is like sitting and waiting around and like getting your makeup done. And like, it's more than that, obviously. But you know, like there is just a lot of like sitting and waiting on other people involved. So I guess it makes sense.
I guess people don't also realize that celebrities are busy when they have projects they are actively either promoting, I think is the number one most busiest time. If someone comes out with an album or a movie, they're the busiest they're going to be ever. Like they are on press tours, they're on tours, they're performing.
Isn't that right now?
No, I don't think she has. Is she touring? I don't think she's touring.
No,
right
she
now.
Just came out with an album though.
Did she?
The tippy on my tippies.
Oh, high heels on my tippies. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I guess she does have some new stuff, but maybe, and this is an option for performers that are well established because touring, especially early on, is like mandatory. Maybe she's so well established and she does have children that she doesn't want to do those like press tours or touring anymore per se. So she doesn't have to because she's already rich and established enough. So maybe she's just chilling at home on TikTok. She can make that choice at this point in her life.
Well, so back up for a second. So your interpretation of the TikTok.
It was literally that she's saying, why is she so chronically online? Does she not know she's a celebrity? Like, that's literally what I got from it. I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know what she was referring to, but I agree with you that that is what it was. I don't know what instance in particular she was talking about, but I think in general, she was saying this like as a fan, not as someone that was like really trying to shade her. It was like, oh my God, you're Nicki Minaj. You don't need to be talking to these people. Like, what are you doing? So actually, this is all probably in reaction to Nicki responding to this account that posts blind items because she posted something that Nicki was not a fan of. So let's watch that first. It's from a TikTok user named Celebrity Blinds. The blind item that was posted was on 115 and Nikki started responding to it 2 days ago.
That adds up with the timeline of this girl posting that. Yeah. So that makes sense.
Here is a new blind item that it's allegedly about Nicki Minaj. Speaking of horrible people, this foreign-born former A-plus list rapper definitely needs rehab before she tries to do a tour. It will be awful. And again, this is allegedly Nicki Minaj.
The rest of that's not really important. The main thing is that she needs to go to rehab, supposedly.
I am so confused. Are blind items literally just text that everyone's like, oh, period?
I feel like you always ask me what they are, and I try to explain, but it's kind of...
It just sounds like such bullshit that I'm like, what is it? Like the journal of like people's friends who are snakes who just want to be like, oh, by the way, this. Like, is it really? I don't know. I don't get it.
So this one specifically comes from a blind item like website. I guess it's, I don't know if it's like a blog or what. It's
Is it Du Mois?
No, that is also blind items, but this is Crazy Days and Nights.
These all sound like illegal gambling websites or something. I'm like so confused how anyone buys any of this shit.
Well, it's because a lot of them end up being true.
Being right. Okay.
They have a very strong track record of playing out. Like, it'll come out a couple months or so before that actual news breaks. And then it's like, right. Oh, they were right. So I think the track record alone is enough to verify that, like, it's not all complete bullshit. I do think some of them definitely are. I also think that if you saw one about yourself responding to it by going crazy on social media when the blind item in question is that you need to go to rehab, maybe not the best idea. If you aren't aware, apparently Nicki, allegedly, as the blind items say, she has a cocaine problem.
Oh, that's sad. It's like when Charlie Sheen was like accused of doing drugs and then he just acted like he was high and it's like, sir, don't do that.
Exactly. It's like, this is not helping your case. What are you doing?
Are there any drugs in this house?
If there are, that down for a second. If there are, you better find them and give them to me immediately. No, they're not.
No drugs in the house right
now? Not that I know about. If I know about them, I'll find them and throw them away. It's not a big deal. Ooh, drugs in the house. Ah, we're all gonna die.
Back to my timeline. I see this one video of this lady saying, like, you're Nicki Minaj. Like, did you forget? And Nicki is weirdly offended by this. Like, I didn't find this to be a negative thing. It was kind of just like a friendly, like, you're Nicki Minaj.
Let's be honest. It's not friendly.
Well, no, but it, like, seemed like it came from, like, a fan, not someone that didn't like her.
Did y'all see that video of that girl saying that Nicki Minaj does not know that she is Nicki Minaj? And, like, I understood exactly what she was trying to say. Me and my friends talk about it all the time, how Nicki is constantly trying to prove herself to her fans when we already know she's that bitch. We're waiting for her to realize that she is that bitch. I thought you knew. And the girl was obviously a fan, and she was just saying, like, Nicki, you are a queen, like... We don't need you to ever, like, doubt yourself. And Nicki said, bitch, who are you?
I get it. It could be seen as, like, a tough love situation. It was not heinous or super offensive in any way, shape, or form. But, like, I don't get, like, a super friendly vibe. Like, she was just being super sweet. Obviously, she was calling her out for being messy and being a little bit too chronically online, which is fine. I don't think that's wrong. But, like, I don't think it's, like... Wow, she was such a good friend to her. Look what Nicki
said. Oh, no. You know what I mean? But I just, like, of all the TikToks to respond to, this feels, like, kind of a strange one. And she didn't respond once. She responded 3 times.
Of course she did.
So she said, girl, the question is, who are you? If you knew, you'd do better. Blessed day. Don't make me come back.
I saw this, yeah.
Is that a threat? And then she says, of all the things that could piss you off in life, that's what it is. Fix it, Jesus. With a crying laughing emoji.
I just have no clue how she lacked such self-awareness. And again, it's like, this is 2024. How do people not understand how the internet works by now? She didn't know that by commenting, she was doing exactly what the girl was calling her out for?
I don't know. That's what I was like. So I saw these and I was like, that's fucking weird. What's going on? And then 2 videos later, I find out what apparently seems to be what prompted all of this, and it's her responding to other people. But one person in particular, this blind items girl, and literally it's the weirdest shit ever. She didn't comment on the blind item. She decided she was gonna DM the girl, but she didn't DM her and go like, hey, that's not true, like, please don't post that. She said this.
Oh god.
And then the girl posted it because she wanted her followers to help her decipher it because she didn't know what it meant. And I don't
either. Stop it. Oh my god.
Okay, I need help deciphering this DM that I got from Nicki Minaj at 6:01 a.m. yesterday that reads, once ugly disease allegedly is being paid to get uglier. What does this mean?
Oh.
Is she calling me an ugly disease? Is she sending me a blind item? I think it's funny that she's using the word allegedly, since that's what I use in all of my videos.
Could you imagine getting a DM at all from Nicki Minaj, much less this?
You know, no. I really just can't wrap my head around how especially a celebrity, would just not grasp the idea that someone who's reporting on blind items of you is definitely going to post whatever the fuck you send them. That's not, like, going to stay between both of you.
Especially when it's really fucking weird.
Well, yeah, that's a whole separate thing. Girl, Nikki, we know you're watching. You watch everything.
Right? Tell us, like, oh my God, you think she'll DM us next? No, like, it's so strange. And also, like, people posting blind item, like, she didn't make it up. So it's not even like she was the one that came up with this rumor or whatever, which, like, yes, she's still spreading it. But, like,
right, right.
It's just interesting.
I don't know. I'm kind of confused for celebrities who can't go to, like, the grocery store, right? Like, Nicki Minaj can't just go to Target and just chill. Like, it's going to be a whole thing. Maybe being on the internet and being chronically online is, like, her sense of normal. And maybe that has just gotten a little bit too weird. Like, she just blurred the lines too much. She doesn't know where she stands. She's commenting maybe on everything.
She forgot she's Nicki Minaj.
Allegedly. But I totally get where that girl was coming from when she said, it's pissing me off. Like, you don't know you're Nicki Minaj. However, that being said, celebrities are allowed to be chronically online. Like, I don't really give a fuck about that. Like, when she collabed with Kai Cenat, everyone loved it. And that's very much humanizing her and putting her in a non-celebrity situation, even though he's big. It's putting her in a situation where it's like, oh my God, you're just, like, chilling with someone drinking out of a plastic red Solo cup. Like, you're just like us in a way that we've never seen before.
I think that it's not about her being chronically online. It's about her getting mad and, like, exerting a lot of energy towards things that it's like, why are you entertaining this? Like, if she wasn't responding to these, no one would care.
Good point. Yeah, I do think that the bad comments are becoming what's super popular. However, I have come across on my For You page multiple times things where Nicki Minaj was commenting on, like, fan stuff, and she was being nice, like, she was being supportive. So I think she's both chronically online in good and in the bad.
Like, you think of Taylor Swift, she's, like, very much known to be chronically online. Like, she always knows all the memes.
And you see her commenting on TikToks too, but she's very selective about what she does it on and
she doesn't respond to negative ones.
That's the thing. I think that negative things should almost never be touched, just because if you're going to a place, like, if you're going into a comment section of people that are clowning on you for whatever the reason may be, the likelihood that you're gonna win them over is zero. Correct, like, it's just correct. Not gonna happen.
Well, especially when you're responding like she is.
Yeah, it just gives them more ammunition, and especially if it's on a TikTok where they're literally talking about that very thing.
Oh my, like, God. And girl, TikTok, what are you doing? Like, they're ruthless in the comment sections too. So, like, yeah. Good luck.
Imagine how bad Instagram is when people are like, post this on Instagram Reels. So how bad is Instagram? Because TikTok's horrible.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so then after this DM and after she posted, like, asking for fans to help her decipher it, then Nikki starts commenting because obviously that's the next logical step.
Okay, if you saw my video from this morning, you'll know that yesterday morning at 6:01 a.m., I got this DM from Nicki Minaj saying, once ugly disease allegedly is being early paid morning to message. Get uglier. And then I posted a video this morning asking all of you to decipher what the hell this means. And she has now commented on the post.
Stop it.
So she commented on the video, allegedly they are sucking someone's D and being paid to try to tear down a tour. Sold out, sold out, sold out. Allegedly you have a disease. What does this mean? What does this mean?
I don't know.
And who is being paid? Because it's certainly not me.
What the fuck is she saying?
Well, now I feel kind of bad, because if that blind item's right and she has some sort of problem with any substance, then maybe that's why she's talking like this. Because this doesn't make any, like, literally, it makes no sense.
Yeah, but, like, also, I mean, I don't know the long-term effects of cocaine, but I'm like, the short-term effects aren't talking in riddles.
I don't know. Have you read all the side effects? It might be on there. Okay, what I'm gathering, and it's very little what I'm gathering, but what I have gathered in my little corner is that she's obviously mocking this girl, how she reports things, how she's saying allegedly this, allegedly that. So she's, like, pulling things out of her ass and making up a fake scenario, but it just didn't make any sense. So that's where she went wrong, was it didn't, like, kind of come full circle. You know, she just said words in a sentence.
So they, I think she's referring to the blind item girl.
I don't think so, actually, because then she says that they are trying to tour. I don't think this girl's trying to tour.
No. They're being paid to try and take down a tour, which
my stigmatism strikes again. Yeah, no, now I get it. So they're trying to take down a tour. So she is touring. Girl, how do you have the time?
Right.
You have
kids and you're touring? Well, I guess she isn't touring yet. It's like she has sold the tickets.
Don't you have to prep for a while?
I don't know.
She says, sold out, sold out, sold out. Allegedly, you have a disease. Yeah, I don't know, girly. I'm not sure what this means. Sorry, I can't be of any help.
Okay, then we have the next one.
So I totally missed this comment because it looks like she quickly deleted it after writing it, but she did answer my question. It is me. I am the ugly disease. So thank you so much for joining in on this chapter of Nicki Minaj's DM riddles.
Stop. Nicki Minaj commented,
it's you. You're ugly as fuck, allegedly.
Yeah, what the fuck is she doing?
I don't know, but there's
fucking
more.
Put the phone down.
There's more.
Okay, so apparently the Nicki Minaj riddle saga is not over. So I posted a video confirming that she was in fact calling me an ugly disease in the DMs. And now she's commented on that video a bunch of times. The first comment reads, allegedly gloom and doom awaits you and the person you say you love. Allegedly, I'm doing an interview to discuss in 3 days.
Oh, what?
Then she writes, should I tell your little married man secret? Well, in 3 days, you'll see in this interview, I do. Ugh. His wife deserves this? No.
What?
And then she writes, Pink Friday 2, Gag City Tour, highest grossing and haven't gone out yet. And then she writes, you are allegedly being paid to attempt to say negative things about my sold-out tour. Allegedly, I'm going to expose you. Just sit back and watch. Uggs. You can't embarrass me because there's nothing you can say that people haven't heard. But now I'll share your alleged tea and the executives funding you.
What?
There are no executives funding me. She also writes, your day has come. Pink Friday 2 again. Allegedly, the company has been paying you to pretend these are just random. But allegedly, there are 5 superstars who are allegedly going to sue you.
What?
So she thinks that there's a company that is paying me to post blind items about her specifically. She also writes again, Pink Friday 2, Pink Friday 2. My top 5 on Pink Friday 2 today are,
oh my God,
Pink Friday 2 broke the Spotify and Apple Music record, number 1 for 36 straight days, no alleged here.
Jesus.
What do we make of all of this? And what is she going to say in this interview in 3 days? I'm really curious. I have no idea what she is talking about. And again, I am not being paid to post blind items about Nicki Minaj. At this point, TikTok is barely paying me.
I find it so funny. It's kind of like in our lawsuit when there's just like all this alleged money that's being made. And I'm like, how much do you think anybody makes?
Literally. I do really enjoy this girl's sense of humor about the whole thing, that she's not just like having a breakdown.
I would be shitting my pants. Like, I'll be like, oh my God, Nicki Minaj is a millionaire. She could sue me. I'm scared.
Well, and word on the street is that the Barbs are very aggressive too.
I have heard that.
You wouldn't necessarily want to get on their bad side. So I would be a little panicky, but she is cracking me up with her responses to this.
Well, I don't know that we're going to get on their good side with this, because we do have to discuss some hard things about Nicki Minaj when we get into the second kind of aspect of it, which is her beef with Meg Thee Stallion, which literally happened this morning.
We will see. But I don't really feel any particular way towards Nicki Minaj prior to this. I just think this is really fucking weird. And I mean, if you don't, then that's a little weird. But anyway, then, as if this couldn't get any messier and weirder.
So there were so many comments from Nicki Minaj on my most recent post, which confirms that she was calling me an ugly disease in her DMs. And these comments are just as unhinged, and I am not sure what the hell she's talking about.
So, like, for the record, there's already been like 5 comments, and there's like a lot more. What is she doing?
So the first one reads, allegedly close your legs to married men. You Jesus. Are allegedly racist. Second one says, you can't embarrass me because there's nothing you can say that people haven't heard, but now I'll share your alleged tea and the executives funding you. Allegedly, you do drugs with a married executive, allegedly, and God is about to pull you down to the pits of hell.
Oh my God.
Until you apologize, allegedly.
What?
Allegedly, stop allegedly sleeping with married men, allegedly.
Stop it.
These comments sound like our videos about Janet. Like, allegedly every other word.
This is so unhinged.
Your karma is near. My prophecies are always spot on. Repent, wicked woman. Repent.
Jeez.
And then she writes, I didn't delete anything. You are allegedly effing a married executive, allegedly.
Girl, you better be sure.
I'm taking a photo of this. Don't delete it, ugly. And then she writes, Pink Friday 2, allegedly the executive whose alleged D you are allegedly sucking hates you. Stop deleting my comments. You are going to lose this one. I'm not deleting her comments. I've been posting videos of all of her comments. Then she says, Barbs, this is call to action. No. It isn't funny that this ugly infested worm can't stop talking about the Pink Friday 2 tour. Report harassment, bullying, ugly.
I don't think you can report for being
I think it's funny that she wants to have people report me for harassment and bullying while calling me ugly in the same sentence. And then she writes, he told his wife about your bald spots, allegedly.
What?
Like, this is just becoming hilarious. What? Allegedly, you have been effing and sucking a married man. Allegedly, it was an alleged blind, deaf, dumb item. Allegedly, the executives, both male and female, make you crawl like a dog and scratch behind your flea-infested ears. And the last comment I could find from her reads, show your withered vagina that you sent to a married man, allegedly. You are unfit, allegedly.
I'm not going to lie. Withered vagina? I'm putting that one in my back pocket. I like that one. I do like that one. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. I am shocked. I didn't see any of these beforehand. It just kept going. I'm like, is it over?
Literally, this is the most unhinged behavior I've ever seen.
So here's what I'm gathering. Media, especially when she said the blind item thing, it kind of clicked in my brain where I'm like, oh, she's talking shit, but like hiding behind the same word she thinks people hide behind when they're reporting her. Because if she believes it's bullshit what they're saying, then that's what she's saying too. She's just saying bullshit and throwing it and just being like, allegedly, allegedly, allegedly. Like, I think.
I guess.
I don't know. It's unhinged. It's absolutely crazy. Also, she's not ugly at all.
Side note,
but she's not.
This is kind of just factually untrue, but okay.
Do you remember that fake tweet about Demi Lovato? Or it was fake from Demi Lovato that said, delete it fat or something like that, where it was like about deleting a photo. That's the same vibe as one of those many comments that Nikki left. I don't think that this is a very productive conversation. I could say that. Do I think that she's not a human being that shouldn't be annoyed when people are talking shit and like baseless shit, maybe, allegedly? Who knows? Yeah, of course. Like, I would be fucking annoyed. But that's when you go to your friends, your husband, your, you know, anybody else, and you just vent to them about how stupid the internet is. You don't have to give people this much content. Do you know what this does?
Exhibit such like unhinged behavior again when you are getting mad about someone insinuating you have a drug problem is not gonna make that go away.
Well, I think even just being on social media for 10 years, and I'm no superstar, and I'm definitely no millionaire, and I don't have a team behind me and PR people and all the fucking things that she has. But the one thing I know, and I figured it out real fucking quick, is the more you comment, the more you give, the more people take. Like, why are you doing? Have you not learned?
I don't know if her goal was like just to shut this girl up by having all of her fans like,
of course, attack her. No, account. Because after the first comment, when the girl made the video and she's obviously making light of it and making more content, any reasonable person would have seen that and been like, oh, fuck you, I'm not giving you more content. She knows what the back and forth is. Now, whether she's in her right state of mind, whatever that may mean, that's to be, you know, discussed or
so
figured out, or
that's
to be seen.
One of my other questions that I was going to pose is, do you think she is doing this just to like drum up more publicity? Interesting choice.
I don't know what kind of publicity she's trying to get, because after what she pulled with Meg Thee Stallion, it's
all publicity
bad.
Is good publicity.
See that? I don't believe that.
I don't either, but interesting.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
So then, as if this situation wasn't already messy, then one of the other TikTokers that is known for posting blind items, Kyle Marissa, she basically posts defending Nikki, which I'm unsure how you could arrive at that when you're also a blind item person too. Seems a little odd.
I want to talk about the other creator on TikTok who reads blind items, the Kyle Marissa. So she just posted and deleted a video saying that she was Team Nicki and encouraged Nicki Minaj to continue harassing me, and said that she was disappointed if they haven't blocked me already and that I copied her entire account. Now, while I do also read blind items on TikTok, our accounts are nothing alike, and she does not write the blind items. She does not own blind items. She does not own this territory. So, yeah, thank you so much. That was so kind. And this is the video she posted.
So you haven't blocked her already? Then I'm disappointed in you. Stop reporting this story to me. I DM Nicki Minaj, and I said, don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough. And my thoughts are Team Nicki. That's the girl that was my swim fan, and then she ripped off my entire account. So if you haven't blocked her already, then I'm disappointed in you. Stop reporting this story to me. I DM Nicki Minaj and I said, don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough.
I don't understand why Kyle Marissa would be so like Team Nicki when I feel like she's kind of shitting on her for posting blind items when like that's what she does. A lot of conflicting things here. But then apparently she posts again.
So after the Kyle Marissa posted and deleted a video that was calling for Nicki Minaj and her fans to continue harassing me, she has now posted this accountability video saying that she didn't realize how serious it was and that she would have never said that if she knew. But she didn't actually apologize, and she just said for me to block Nicki Minaj and protect my peace. So thanks for that. And she also said that I started my account because I was a big fan of her account. And while I do respect what she does and I respect her account, we are completely different. And I started this account because I've been reading blind items for the last 10 years, at least. There are many users on TikTok that discuss blind items, and there's one user in particular that has been around for far longer than the Kyle Marissa. So I really think that there's enough room on the internet for everyone, and we don't need to do this. And by the way, TikTok has restricted my commenting ability, so I'm not able to comment on any of my posts right now. I'm not ignoring anyone. I will comment as soon as I can.
Accountability. I didn't realize how serious the situation was. I've had that creator blocked for 18 months now. So I can't see anything firsthand. After my experience being bullied and harassed and my family being harassed by a teen mom, if someone's family is being harassed, if there are death threats being made, that's ridiculous. That's inappropriate. That's uncalled for. It's one thing to respond to something said about you, but it's another thing to threaten bodily harm to someone for simply saying words. So my advice to that person, I don't know if anyone can get in contact with her, is to block Nicki Minaj. Just block her and protect your peace. But also, if there are again threats of harm being done, that's inappropriate, that's uncalled for, and I take responsibility for that. I didn't realize it was that severe. I thought Nicki was simply kind of talking smack. You know, I didn't realize, again, I have had this creator block for 18 months. I didn't realize the extent and degree to which the harassment had gone. And that's on that. I didn't know that. I hadn't seen any of the comments. Again, I've had that creator block for 18 months. No one made you make this video. They were a big fan of my account, and then they started doing exactly what I do, and that would bother anyone. And so I haven't had firsthand knowledge of the situation, but one of my followers emailed me screenshots of what's being said, and that's where, no, I'm sorry, it's also like one's a millionaire, one's a multi-millionaire with a whole security team, and one's a person.
The whole Kyle Marissa aspect of it is so confusing to me because...
Not more than it is to me, I promise. I'm literally like, what?
So Kyle Marissa has almost 600,000 followers, and she definitely like is known on TikTok as someone that does blind item stuff. But like this other girl said, like that's not really something you like own. That would be like us like not being able to talk about YouTube drama because someone else does. Very interesting development that was so unnecessary. And I don't know why she would say that she hasn't seen any of the comments. Then like, what were you telling Nicki to keep doing then?
So if you've been keeping up with the drama, you'll know that after Nicki Minaj DM'd me calling me ugly, the TikTok creator who also reads blind items, The Kyle Marissa, went on her page and incited harassment and encouraged Nicki Minaj and her fans to continue harassing me. And she has since went on and made an accountability video trying to claim that she didn't know it was as serious as it was. And she has since deleted that accountability video. But I don't think she knows that I saw the live that she did earlier in the day, which was not very nice. She said that I forced her to be Team Kenneth Petty, aka Team Nicki. She hates me even more now. She said she took her video down because her pro bono publicist told her it was not worth the low-hanging fruit, not to mention that it was inciting harassment. And she's been getting a lot of hate on her page because of it. She said she's not reporting on me because I am not as famous as she is. And that must mean I'm really not famous. But it was cool for her when her pro bono publicist told her that she was too famous for this. I've mentioned in former videos that she's accused me of copying her whole account, which is interesting because we have very different styles. We just both read blind items on TikTok. But she has also accused me of DMing her 30 times in one day and that this has given her trust issues. So this is why she doesn't respond to DMs anymore. And I'm not sure if she's getting me confused with someone else because I have never sent her a DM. So she said she was nice to me in the DMs and then I ripped off her entire account. As much as she would be flattered that I created my account because of her, that is just not the case. Also, the reason that she is not getting attacked right now is because she has people in Hollywood that are advising her. And apparently, according to her, there is a secret language when it comes to celebrity gossip, and I know none of it. She actually compared herself to a creator who is an archaeologist having a degree in archaeology and people trying to copy him. She ended by encouraging everyone to block me again and said that if anyone mentioned me on her page, that they would be blocked as well.
Entire account. I'm mad that that girl forced me to be on the same team as Kenneth Petty. That's my problem. Is that that girl, not only did she rip off my content, but she just forced me. She forced my hand at being like, no, I'm Team Nicki.
I don't know. I definitely have never followed Kyle Marissa. She just comes up on my For You page once in a while. And interesting development.
Yeah, that was like not at all what I had seen. So I'm just kind of confused and I don't really have much to add.
Yeah, I think in general, I would say that the celebrity blind item girl that all these TikToks are from seems to be the only one that is based in reality right now.
Yeah. Well, to me, one of the most interesting parts of this Nicki Minaj saga is that this morning, all hell broke loose, or I guess it was last night, and then this morning, people woke up and saw that it had happened. But what happened was Megan Thee Stallion released a song called Hiss, and in it, she was slaying, I must say. It was really, I think she did great. But one of the lines that she says in the song is said to be a diss to Nicki Minaj, and the lyrics read as follows. These hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's Law, okay? And Megan's Law is, if you don't know, it's the name for a federal law in the United States requiring law enforcement authorities to make information available to the public regarding registered sex offenders. Laws were created in response to the murder of Megan Kanka. And the reason why that's relevant is because one of the things that I was just saying might get us in, I don't know, a little bit of hot water with the barbs is discussing Nicki Minaj's husband and her brother. Not only does she have a brother who has R-worded someone and has been charged and like served time, but so did her husband.
Oh yeah, so in the husband's name is Kenneth Petty, that's who Kyle Marissa was just talking about in that live, that she was like, I'm mad because you made me be on the same team as him. So even someone that seemingly is like Team Nicki knows that the husband is not good news.
So her husband, Kenneth Petty, was convicted for the essay of Jennifer Hugh in 1995 at age 16. Now his accuser, Jennifer, has filed a lawsuit against him and Nicki Minaj, okay? So people could be like, oh, that was a long time ago. I mean, I don't care how fucking long it was ago, but they could be like, it was forever ago. Except now, apparently, him and Nicki Minaj were alleged to be harassing and intimidating her in the year of 2021, which was very recent.
I gotta say, given the recent things we've just talked about in this episode, that does track.
Absolutely. And he was also fined $55,000 and put on house arrest because he failed to register as a sex offender in Los Angeles, which is illegal and, you know, something that you gotta do when you're a sex offender. You know, who would have thought?
Quick correction here. It turns out the house arrest for Kenneth Petty wasn't for failing to register. He had apparently failed to register back in 2020, and as a result, he was put on a 3-year probation, and that began in 2022. And then in 2023, he violated that probation when he threatened Offset, who is Cardi B's husband. And then that ultimately was what led to him getting put on house arrest.
So a lot of people, especially like Barbs and stuff, and listen, I enjoy Nicki Minaj's music. That has nothing to do with anything. Like, I feel like the fact that she has stood by and also like funded and helped her brother kind of get out of his situation of assaulting someone, that's one thing in and of itself. It's like, okay, that's your brother and I wouldn't do that, but you did it. And I think that some people could have made an argument like, well, that's your family and no matter what, like we stick, you know, whatever. I think it's all bullshit.
But then also for her husband?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, even that is just like, well, but then you married someone who also assaulted someone. So I guess you just don't give a fuck about that. Like, what else can I deduce from the evidence before me?
And it shows that, like, not only do you not give a fuck, but then also you're willing to, like, use your money and power to make things go away.
Exactly. That's the most disturbing part of all of this to me. But so people think that Megan Thee Stallion was calling her out, and she definitely felt called out. And I think Megan did an interview with Charlamagne on, what is the, you know, the show?
Breakfast Club?
Yeah. Exactly. She went on there at like 5 a.m. this morning. And Megan's answer to all of the shit we're about to watch, which is Nicki essentially just losing her mind and writing an impromptu diss track that was horrible. She said, I guess if the shoe fits, wear it, bitch.
Now, I haven't heard the record yet. Are you saying names?
I'm saying a hit dog gonna holler. That's it.
God damn. So it's multiple people.
Yeah, whoever feel it.
That kind of vibe. You know what I mean? It's like, girl, I didn't say Nicki Minaj this and that. I said these hoes mad at Megan's Law. Guess what? You seem mad at Megan's Law. That's all I got to say about that. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow. So it's like, yeah, you just outed yourself.
Exactly. So after this track dropped, Hiss drops, and then Nicki Minaj loses it. She goes live immediately. And while she's live, she is making fun of Megan. She's listening to like a beat and then she starts like rapping over it. And it was like her preview to like her diss track that she was creating, but it very much seemed unfucking hinged. So I'm gonna skip the part with the beat because maybe if it comes out, we're gonna get copyrighted. So I'm just gonna go to the part where she just freestyles, or I don't know if this is a freestyle, if this is actually going on the track.
Play it like a pro, cause you know, I just thought I'd have a little fun. You know, we've been celebrating all year.
Ayo, bad bitch, she like 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot. The bitch fell off. I said, get up on your good foot.
Not the Windex laugh.
Wait, play it again, Jermaine. I don't think.
Ayo, bad bitch, she like 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot. The bitch fell off. I said, get up on your good foot.
Did you make out what she said? I know she was slurring a little bit.
I was gonna say, is she okay?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was unhinged. She just went on Instagram Live and just started, I don't even know what.
6 foot, Bigfoot.
Right. So she's referring to Megan Thee Stallion because Megan is a stallion. She's a tall girly like us. What she said was, bad bitch, she like 6 foot, which thank you. Like, I feel like that would be a compliment. Like, okay.
Like, factual.
So it's bad bitch, she like 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot. The bitch fell off. I said, get up on your good foot. Because, you know, she got shot in the foot. But yeah. Like, are you joking? So people ate her up. They're like, oh yeah, you really ate with that one, girl. Like, everyone's shitting all over that verse. And they're like, did you think that was it?
Why did she just like replay it like 4 times? Like, it was like something you really needed to listen back to.
Well, clearly she thinks it's amazing. I mean, does that need to be explained? She literally is like, oh my God, everyone's laughing. The Windex laugh, the people in the back hyping her up. You're all responsible for this, okay? I blame everyone in that room.
She's not pleading much of a case for anything.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing, but I am sure that it's having the opposite effect that she wants it to have. That's the only thing I know for sure. So Nikki,
correct.
Yes, get that. Back on the horse, you know, saddle up, sister, because whatever you're doing is just, it's too unhinged for my taste. Barbs, for the love of God, like, please just let people talk about her without threatening to kill them and tell people where they live.
Yeah, that would be nice. Back to full circle, the original TikTok we watched. You're Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're not Nicki Minajing right now. But anyway, that's pretty much the Nicki Minaj thing. She went off the deep end on the internet, literally could not stop commenting. Like, I think she actually could not stop.
That was at least a dozen comments.
And a live stream. And apparently she got... like to go into the studio. She has time for a mom and a superstar. I'm surprised.
Oh, does she have the time? Hi there. You're here for an update because Nikki was not done, not even close. After the live stream, well, I should say, I think there was multiple live streams. She's been awake for a long time. But in addition to the live streams, she has been very, very active on Twitter. And I would read her tweets, but honestly, we would be here for hours. So let's just go through a few of them. She did start teasing that she was going to have the official track for Bigfoot coming out, and it was going to be dropping at 3 p.m. on January 28th. And in one of the tweets, she had included some single artwork where it's like a footprint and then her foot inside of it. She also had tweeted out next to it a picture of Megan, confirming that's who it was about. Although based on her countless previous tweets, everyone was pretty clear on that already. But now for one of my favorite exchanges of the night. As I mentioned, Nikki had been nonstop ranting about Megan ever since the Megan's Law line had first dropped. For most of us, it seemed like a logical assumption that Bigfoot would be categorized as a diss track because, you know, the goal of it seemed to be to diss Megan. Guess again, because when Pop Bass saw Nikki's tweet, they tweeted out cover art for Nicki Minaj's Megan Thee Stallion diss track Bigfoot, and Nikki was very quick to quote tweet them and say, "Who the fuck said diss track? Don't play tonight. Fix your tweet." And it appears as though Pop Bass was just as confused as I, and I assume most of you are as well, because they even responded with, "Well, what do you call it then?" And while we are still waiting to hear back, I think Pop Bass didn't want to piss her off anymore and they were scared, so they did end up editing their tweet and now it just says track instead. Although I think we're all still confused as to why it's not a diss track, but anyway. So she had originally said the song would come out at 3 p.m., but then she ended up telling Twitter that now it wouldn't be coming out till 9 p.m., though it could possibly come out a tad bit sooner, but no guarantees. And good thing, because it didn't come out until around 9. Jesse texted me the link to this not diss track at around 9:22, and it had been up for like 20 minutes. And honestly, I'm not quite sure how to describe it to you, and I can't play it because we'll get copyrighted. So I'm just gonna read you some of the top comments on the YouTube video. This one has 22,000 likes. She literally put all of the tweets she's made in the last 72 hours into a song. That is accurate. That is exactly what this feels like. Another one says, "Nikki hasn't slept in 72 hours. That also seems accurate. Correct. Yes. Next, we have the last minute and a half being an ASMR is what got me. I don't really know how to describe that any further, but go listen to it. You're in for a treat. If you like ASMR, it might be for you. Or it might not. This one has 11,000 likes. Same energy as doing your homework when your teachers are collecting it. And yeah, I can't argue with that one either. Made a whole track over one line. This is entertaining. There was a lot with that sentiment. Another one says, "This song is just the IG live, but on a record," which is, again, very accurate. Someone said, "Megan said two words, Megan's Law, and Nikki ain't got no sleep since." Another one says, "Megan's Law line hit an artery." Another one references one of Nikki's lines in the song where she's kind of just talking, which honestly is for a lot of it. But she says, "I don't think you want the next installment of this song." And the comment is quoting her. And then it says, "We don't either." And the last one I pulled says, "Should have kept this in your thoughts." I didn't say it, but they did, and I don't disagree. Anyway, I think those pretty much represent the general consensus that people had after listening. The comment section is eating her up. Usually I feel like the YouTube comment sections aren't necessarily that harsh, but this felt like a TikTok comment section on YouTube. So it's very entertaining. I highly recommend go reading them. And last thing on Bigfoot, if you follow me on Twitter, you might have seen one of my favorite parts of all of this was she did end up putting out a second round of cover art for Bigfoot. And while I could spend way too long going over all of the things that are interesting about this, we'll just go through a few. Number one, the non-text that is all over the caution tape and police cars that is very clearly the product of AI, which for whatever reason isn't capable of doing text. Like if I tried to make police tape in Photoshop's AI generator,
this is pretty much what it would come up with. And speaking of things that AI isn't great at, that brings us to number two, which are the police claws going on here. Because what are these? Come on. You couldn't have paid anyone to do it? Why did we rely on AI for all of this? And the rest of it all kind of just lumped together into number three, which is just the perspectives and the lines. And just there's a lot of things that are off, you could say. Overall, though, yeah, just a very abstract choice that definitely doesn't seem rushed at all and definitely was not done almost entirely by AI and not an artist that Nikki could definitely afford. But, you know, she clearly was putting all of her money into the song's production. Anyway, so where's Megan been during all of this, besides probably laughing her ass off? Well, she's been relatively silent, but she did post this picture on her Instagram story, which has had a lot of people talking, because while it may appear to be just some red flowers to some people, myself included, apparently it has far more significance because it's specifically the red spider lily, no relation, which is also known as the death flower and is actually popular symbolism used in anime. And you might also recognize it from one of the looks in her video for Hiss, where it's part of her hat. And although it can be found throughout anime culture, many are quick to point out that the significance here relates more specifically to the series Tokyo Ghoul, because in addition to the Instagram story, Megan actually referenced the series' main protagonist a couple times, both in the music video through one of her looks, which is the half black, half white outfit, but then also she had posted an Instagram carousel leading up to the release of the video, where she actually has a full-on screenshot of that character and references him in the caption as well. As for the significance of all of this, I'm not particularly well-versed. And by particularly well-versed, I mean I'm not versed at all. So I will read this Twitter thread where someone explains it. They said, "If y'all not anime fans, I'll explain the imagery because she ate. One of the biggest themes of the show is how trauma can change somebody into a monster. Kaneki is literally turned into a cannibalistic monster because of a romantic interest he trusted, demonized by the public, tortured and brutalized because of someone else's deeds, and forced to watch people in his life die one after another. Despite all of this, he fights to retain his humanity, but is forced to use the resilience he built up from trauma to defend himself. It's the perfect symbolism for what Meg has faced since she became famous and how she's giving it up this era. Meg captured my heart when I first saw her rapping on the roof of that garage, but she has really locked me in with her artistic vision and execution, and now seeing how she's overcome so much adversity and has transmuted her pain into healing and strength and honed her craft with it has made me gain a deep respect for her." And while this might all seem a little random, apparently Megan Thee Stallion is a huge anime fan, and actually just like a week ago, it was announced that she would be one of the presenters at the 2024 Anime Awards. So, fun fact. Anyway, sorry for that kind of long-winded update, but I think that's it for now. There's going to be a long update for the next one too, though, so I apologize in advance.
Okay, so our second and last topic is, well, I guess we have like a very brief thing because we are going to read the email of the people who threatened to sue us. That's going to be at the very end. This topic is about someone named Julia Ernst.
Oh, I forgot about this. I'm so glad you didn't.
Yes, and I just recently saw this on TikTok, like recently being 2 hours ago. So if I missed something, forgive me. So the reason why we're here today is because Julia has made a grave error. And that error is, if you're gonna do some weird shit on the internet, you gotta cover your tracks. And I'm talking about the Creepshow Arts of the world, the people who think that they can just lurk their Stark pages, talk shit about themselves, and be super weird, and nobody's ever gonna figure it out. Like, okay, hello?
But here's the thing, is like, why is that becoming increasingly more common? I find that so strange. Jesse and I talk all the time how, like, I mean, first of all, we can't be bothered to post on our own social media,
right,
much less have like multiple alt accounts. Like, first of all, why would you be shit talking yourself?
That's the thing. It's like, wouldn't you be like, oh my God, look at Jesse. Why is she so beautiful? Like, why, you know, like, I mean, like, why are you going to hate yourself?
That makes no sense to me. I don't understand the point.
I would say that it's this weird need for validation, but then I'm also thinking if you're posting something negative about yourself or like just questioning things about yourself, or I don't know what the fuck you're doing on your own snark page where people go specifically to shit on you, what do you think's gonna happen? Like, do you have like this endurance in your ego that like I could never imagine having? Because I would cry myself to sleep.
I don't know, because I've seen other examples. Someone specifically would post stuff in their snark Reddit to then like drum up more people to do that. But then like the point of it was so then they could get it like striked and taken down for copyright or like harassment.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense at least. It's like, okay, you have a purpose. Yeah, this it's still though, deranged. Makes
zero sense to me. What's the end game? Just getting shit on more? Like, yeah, I don't get
it's
it.
Nuts. So let me walk you through this. Essentially what happened was Julia Ernst posted a picture of her breakfast, I guess.
I guess she has a second account that's like a breakfast sandwich account.
Yeah, it's called Breakfast Sammy Gal. And the caption to this photo was, "Today I made my favorite breakfast sandwich. It's been a while since I made one. These last few days have been traumatic. I had a few seizures and they found a large, potentially cancerous mass in the middle of my brain that needs to be examined. But I'm feeling good today." Why would you post that with a picture of your breakfast sandwich and just be like,
"On your breakfast
account. I had seizures and also I found this mass that's probably cancerous and I may die, but have a good day, guys." What?
Is that something she's talked about before on her other account?
I have no idea. But even if it had been, that is still strange, weird. I sure. find it yeah. very concerning because, listen, I understand health can be very scary. I get all of it. But I think that it is weird and always a red flag for me personally when I see people dump medical information like this. And I'm not talking about people who have a GoFundMe who are like, "Guys, I have been going through something really hard. I really want to sit down and talk about it." That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this specific brand of it. It's like, you're dumping that like nothing.
Like an example would be Grace Helbig got diagnosed with breast breast cancer. She wasn't posting her appointments leading up to finding out if she had breast cancer.
To worry her fans and garner attention.
Exactly. She found out and then she told people and then like took them along on her journey as she is now cleared that she is totally in remission and everything. A potentially cancerous mass?
Well, but even like the seizure thing and any information she would have put in this caption, this is not something you dump in a caption on your like side account on Instagram where you're like probably hardcore fans are finding you on there and following you.
That's true. Because this isn't like an account that everyone would just be casually following.
To me, there's no other reason you would do that other than to garner attention. That's it. Like the only time, for instance, even my dog, when I found out my dog had cancer, like the only time I ever even talked about it was because I genuinely needed to hear from other people who had experiences like that. I was like, "Guys, has anyone's dog had this? Like, did you amputate? Did you do chemo? What did you do? Was it good for you?" Like I needed the advice because I was losing it. There is different reasons to talk about serious shit and it's not on a picture of your breakfast sandwich. But anyway, that's neither here nor there because that's not what we're here to talk about. But I do think it's weird and a red flag in my opinion.
Actually, bringing us back to like, why would you post stuff on your snark page? This is interesting because she did post this on her snark page and we'll find out in a second why she got caught. But she posted it saying brain cancer ? So maybe she was doing that to like kind of make the snark page feel bad.
I mean, definitely. I think that's what the post was in general.
Well, no, for sure. But I mean, like, this isn't the same as like just posting like talking shit about yourself. Like this was trying to get them to not hate her because she potentially has cancer, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah, it definitely could be. But yeah, the post was posted and it says brain cancer as like the topic. And then it was accompanied with like, you know how you can have the title. So the title was brain cancer and the body of this Reddit post was, "I can't tell if this is real or not, but if she actually does have some sort of brain cancer, I bet Vinny is going to post her," which is Vinny Hacker, her ex-boyfriend. And then she adds on, "To make him people feel bad," she misspelled that, that was sloppy, "to make him people feel bad for him and to victimize himself like he does in every situation." So notably, she's kind of doubting the health concern, but then also making the entire like motive of it to shit on her ex-boyfriend. And then, you know, snarkers are not dumb. They started realizing that something was strange. They commented, "Something doesn't feel right about this." And then someone else commented, "Probably real. She said on Twitter that she had a terrible day too. She had to post it though. Everything for some attention. She'll be fine. If it was that serious, she wouldn't be on social media right now." To which this person, the original poster of the breakfast sandwich photo, says, "True. That's what I thought. But also, why on her breakfast sandwich account and not on her main accounts? I don't know. Strange."
Great question.
Well, guys, some genius realized this post has the boost post and view insights little tabs under the photo. And you know what that means?
So this is a screenshot of the Instagram post. But because it has that boost post and view insights, that means that it's her account that she's logged into looking at it. You can't view insights of someone else's post.
Bingo. They caught her posting this, doubting her own health concerns, then talking about
her ex-boyfriend.
Her ex-boyfriend. And then also commenting on how if it was really serious, she wouldn't be on social media. But it gets so much worse. Because you know when she saw this and she realized, like, people started questioning, like, wait, what the fuck is this?
Stomach through her ass.
Oh, no. She died inside. Like, she was ghastly white, about to throw up, shit herself. Like, no doubt. So immediately once she notices this, she changes the name of the account that posted the breakfast sandwich photo, which is her account. It's always known that it's her account. It's not, like, speculation. Like, she had that as a second, like, kind of shit post account. And she changed it from Breakfast Sammy Gal to the Breakfast Sensei. Sensei? Sensei? Sensei. Yeah.
Sensei.
She changed it to that. That was weird. Like, it was like a panic move. It was like, okay, breakfast sensei. I don't know why she did that. But her next move is personally my favorite. She posts an email from Instagram and it says, we noticed a login from a device you don't usually use. Usually, keyword. And it says that it came from a Pixel 3 in Bucharest, Romania. Bucharest? I know I'm saying that wrong. My bad. She posts this screenshot, okay, to her Instagram story and says, whoever you are from Romania, get off my account.
So she quickly was like, how can I cover this up? I'm going to pretend that someone hacked me. So then she Googles, I assume, just a screenshot that she found that someone else posted.
Everyone thinks it is because this person who posted this particular Reddit post noted that the alleged hacker is hacking from a Pixel 3, a Google Pixel 3 phone. And the Pixel 3, if you look at the phone, this is the little like under bar that it has on it. You know how iPhones have that little bar on the bottom where it's like what your home button would have been essentially?
The screenshot doesn't map.
No, the screenshot has an iPhone one. So the original breakfast one just doesn't match up.
Oh my God, it's so great.
It really is. So another post that she made on her story is a meme that says it's a mean world with a broken heart and a little hamster or something. And she put, does anyone work in cybersecurity? Let me know.
Cybersecurity?
So she was dead caught. Like, it was like, you posted this. And then she just panicked and said, someone in Romania is stealing my shit. Someone help me. Who works in cybersecurity?
I need to hire a cybersecurity
What's a fun little feature on Reddit is that there are websites that I guess you could like plug in the Reddit username and you could see every comment they've ever left on a snark page or any page. And wow, her history is something.
So there's a website that allows you to go through an old Reddit account's post. Can't see the pictures directly, but you can see comments and what they wrote. This is absolutely wild because she is talking about herself in a third person in her own story. For example, in this, she was like, I'm so scared for them. I don't love Julia, but okay, I kind of feel bad for her. I feel like she keeps getting in situations that exploit her. Like, she looks so uncomfortable in the Nelk video, all of her physical movements, covering her body with her arms and the way she stands, why there are creeps who are like 30 who are bragging about going on to teenagers and bringing them to club. An LA influencer snark she had posted is Julia Ernst rebranding and purposely spelled her last name wrong.
Oh my God.
What was the purpose? And this was the one that was absolutely disgusting. And when people saw this, people were really mad. So Vinny Hacker had pictures of him leaked. Luckily, they were fake and they were not real images of him. But it seems as though, allegedly, if this is her account that is connected to her, she was spreading them. She also was talking about Vinny Hacker caught cheating on girlfriend on Hinge while having a girlfriend on dating apps with a girlfriend instead of just talking to him about him being on dating apps.
So there were fake nudes of her known ex-boyfriend going around and she was allegedly the one spreading them. That is the most insane batshit thing I have ever heard.
Spelling her last name wrong is
Ernest.
Just
Julia.
That's
Ernest,
exactly the level of unhinged I would expect from her, knowing all of the rest of this. She's clearly obsessed with the ex-boyfriend. Does she want to get back together with him, though? Because it seems like she's trying to ruin his life.
I just think that it's the same thing with Creepshow Art. We didn't have this podcast when that all went down. When I saw those messages and I'm seeing these messages and any posts that they leave against themselves, there is some deep shit there that they need to work on. Like, all jokes aside, this is so very, very weird. Like, if you're posting negative things or craving this kind of attention, you need to look into why, because this is not normal.
Oh, hi. So, as much as the iPhone versus Pixel situation already seemed like a smoking gun,
While I was pulling assets, I came across some far more legitimate seeming proof that people, aka the FBI agents on Reddit, have discovered, and holy shit, you guys. So I had mentioned, like, maybe she had Googled and found a screenshot of the notification to use for the hacking proof. And while I still don't know exactly how she put this together, apparently put it together she did. For example, one Reddit user pointed out that the times listed in her email don't exactly match up with reality, because apparently she didn't properly account for the time change and how it would have already been the next day in Romania. So there's that. Furthermore, she posted an additional screenshot on her story that showed a different screen that was, you know, supposed to prove that her phone had been hacked from Romania. The thing is, if you zoom in, you might notice that the dot and the Pixel 3 next to where it says active now are not quite exactly where they are supposed to be. You can see, like, there are a few lines down. Like, she needed to just, like, press the arrow button a couple times. I don't know if she photoshopped this or someone else did, but rookie move. While it's very slight, it's very, very obvious that this was doctored. This is not a real screenshot. Which then brings us to, how did she pick Romania as the location where her hackers were hacking from? Really couldn't answer that, because apparently another Redditor found out that Google Pixel phones are not even able to work in Romania, as in, like, they don't have the support system in place for it to even be possible for them to be used there. Like, you could even buy them in another country and bring them there and they will not work. So that's an interesting piece of information that I don't think Julia was aware of. But yeah, so given all of that, as if we didn't already know that this was the case, I think it's safe to assume that there was no Romanian cybersecurity threat at play here. It was just Julia. And speaking of Julia, let's rewind a little bit and go back to the whole username changing fiasco, because I know we were a little confused on it, and this Reddit post gave it a little more clarity. After she was called out for the Reddit post that was clearly screenshotted while logged into the account that it was screenshotting, she switched the username from Breakfast Sammy Gal to The Breakfast Sensei. Then, after that, apparently another account popped up that someone had then posted to the Reddit, and this one had the username Breakfast Sammy Gal _. Curiously, though, this account only had one post, and it conveniently was the exact same post that we saw earlier. But of course, Redditors caught on, and they realized that this account was also Julia. And in their opinion, she'd allegedly made it to pretend like someone was impersonating her, and that they were the ones that took that screenshot that she had posted earlier. Even though I don't really understand that logic, because this username obviously has the underscore at the end, and the original one didn't, so I don't really know what she was trying to do here, but in an effort to make it seem more legit, people also were speculating that she bought followers and likes for this account so then it would match the engagement of the original post. So Julia was really trying here, but it didn't seem to work out too well. Because also Redditors noted that in the About This Account section for this mysterious new account that popped up, it lists the date joined as December 2023, which is just last month. And apparently this was also the month that her now deleted Reddit account had become very active on her snark pages. But another piece of information that is listed in the About This Account section on Instagram, which honestly, I didn't know this was there until I saw this, but apparently it also lists the number of former usernames that that account has. It doesn't tell you what they were, but it tells you how many there have been. And for that one, there's been two. So interesting that she would have changed that account twice in under 2 months. But how do we know that it was Julia for sure that made that account? Well, don't worry, because the FBI Redditors came through yet again, and someone decided that they would check by trying to log into the account and then clicking forgot password, which then prompts Instagram to send an email and a text to the account holder for them to then reset it. And this person wasn't actually trying to log into her account, but this person knew that when you click the forgot password thing, it tells you like a portion of the phone number and a portion of the email that it sent the reset thing to. So while it doesn't list the full one, it does give you the last two digits of the phone number and the first couple letters of the email. And not shockingly, all three accounts, Julia's main account, The Breakfast Sensei, formerly Breakfast Sammy Gal, and yes, Breakfast Sammy Gal _, are all linked to the exact same phone number and email account. So, again, I'm not really sure what she was trying to do with this underscore account, but whatever it was, it didn't work. Anyway, one last update is, while Julia has yet to speak out on the situation, though she has apparently allegedly been deleting and filtering a lot of comments, her ex-boyfriend, Vinny Hacker, who was obviously getting bombarded with people asking him about this situation. First, he had just posted a few memes on his Instagram story, which While vague, did seem to clearly be in response to finding out this unsettling news. He then would confirm it because he responded to a few comments, one of which said, "I can't tell if it's just a meme or if he knows." And he said, "This should answer your question." Another one said, "You still follow her dog? You don't stand on no business." And someone replied to that saying, "I think unfollowing is the last thing he can think about right now." And Vinny ended up liking that reply. Then he did choose to actually address it, kind of, in this video, which I believe was pulled from a live stream.
"I want to do a little quick thing because it's obviously an awkward situation right now. Want to let you guys know everything's okay. Just awkward. Because what the fuck? I don't care to talk about anything at all. I already know everything that's going on. Don't want to talk about it. Seriously, just don't. I hope you guys can respect that to the fullest potential. Don't want to talk about it. Don't want to. Don't want to. Am I okay? Yes, I am okay. A little bit dumbfounded, but I'm okay."
Yeah, I don't really know how I would respond either, to be honest. But other than that, his mom actually did respond kind of as well by unfollowing Julia and then also posting this meme on her Instagram story, which, if you're listening, is a Kurt Cobain quote that reads, "If you're a really mean person, you're going to come back as a fly and eat poop." So I'm sensing that Vinny's mom is not a fan. Anyway, that's it for now.
When we are filming this right now, she has not responded and people are waiting. So we shall see how she returns to the internet, but it's going to be a hard one.
I can't.
It's literally like, if you don't sit down right now and just be like, "Wow, what the fuck have I gotten myself into?" You're not going to get out of this, girl, because Romania, whoever the fuck you're going to blame for this, it ain't going to happen. Like, it's just, we don't buy it.
My mind was blown from just the hacking and the sandwich.
Right?
But I know. How do you respond to something like this? I feel like you have to not only admit to everyone else that you have some issues, but admitting that to yourself would be the hardest.
I wish her the best. I don't wish anyone anything wrong. I cannot imagine her level of absolute just shame right now. Like, she must just be so embarrassed. I would wake up in cold sweats for the next 10 years minimum.
Have you ever texted something to someone about them?
Yeah, and literally kill me. Like, this is
that times a million is what she feels right now.
100%, that was the best way to describe it. I agree. That is like the worst feeling ever. And it just feels like this almost like anger at yourself. Like, how could I be so fucking stupid to do that? Like,
and just
that
like careless.
Times, yeah, way too many. I would say I feel bad for her, but the whole like nude photo thing makes it a little bit too malicious to like just think she wants attention.
And even usually when like if you're texting someone and you text them the wrong thing, it's like the reason that would be bad is because you're doing something or saying something you're maybe not supposed to be saying.
Right.
And that's why this is so bad. She knows that she's not supposed to be doing what she's doing. So that's why this would literally just like, I would cease to exist.
Same.
Anyway, good luck, Julia.
So that was that. Very strange situation. Interested to see how she responds. Since I don't have much time today, we have to skip our We Love the Internet, but we have something good that happened on the internet, which
this
is...
This could be We Love the Internet.
I was about to say, this is kind of funny. Guys, we got this email, I would say like a week ago now, and I have just been too busy to give a fuck, honestly. Like that night, I remember I was so stressed. It was like past bedtime. My kids were losing it. I was just like not having it. And I open our email, and when I see this, I'm like, oh, you are fucking kidding me. You're joking. You have picked the wrong one today.
She was so angry. And like, usually Jessie's pretty like calm, cool, collected, like isn't gonna react to things like really immediately. This was like, she texted me the email and then within a minute was like, I'm gonna respond to it. And I was like, oh no.
I had that tingling feeling in my body. I needed to let it out. So let me fill you in. We did an episode, what would you say, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago even, on the Gala sisters. And honestly, there's very few ways that we can describe this to you that would make any sense unless you watch it. However, it was a very disturbing segment because what started off as us kind of wanting to talk about the dynamic that three creators had that were in this relationship, this polyamorous relationship, where two of them were allegedly sisters. Spoiler alert, they're not. We found that out after we fucking filmed. They say they're Irish twins. They weren't even sisters. I don't know, but a lot of people commented on it and I believe them.
Oh my God, wait, I forgot about the Irish Irish twins aspect. That's super weird.
They said, we're Irish twins, we're sisters. And then people were like, no, did you not hear? They're not sisters at all. I haven't confirmed that. And honestly, I don't have the energy. So we'll just say that's a legend. What was supposed to be a conversation about that dynamic quickly turned into something more sinister because we realized that one of them has a daughter, Emma, who is profoundly autistic and she has a lot of support needs and she's minimally verbal and she has a lot of sensory things and a lot of, like, she just needs a lot of care and attention and love. And they don't give that to her.
Instead, she receives a lot of bullshit from their boyfriend, who is insufferable.
Literally, this boyfriend, who also, I think, is neurodivergent himself, just berates her on a daily basis. Just calls her stupid, tells her, move over here, is just super aggressive with her, super, like, he bullies
her. Talks to her like she's a dog.
Literally. And that just made the segment just so much more, literally by the end of it, I wanted to throw up.
Yeah.
So we blurred Emma's face out. We didn't want her, like, face to be in the video. It just got all too weird. It was very uncomfortable. We posted the video and that was that. Well, imagine my surprise when a few nights ago I get this email and it is from Rachel and Rhea Gallarneau. The email reads as follows. Hello, it came to our attention that you stole our content with the intent to defame, harass, and bully us. Jesus Christ. Can anybody define those fucking words for me? Because I'm so done with the internet.
I'm so sick of people saying, you're defaming me. This is defamation. Do you know what that is?
This part really fucking pissed me off. She said, it wouldn't be so bad, but you are picking on a disabled teenager. You are causing emotional distress and instigating a mob. Unfortunately, this video must come down. It is discrimination against a disabled family for our orientation, which is completely illegal.
Just pause, because we did not discriminate against anyone's orientation. We just questioned semantics behind what they were saying. We were like, love who you want, do whatever, we don't care. It was just confusing.
I actually think several times in the video we were like, you guys are consenting adults, who cares? But just to play devil's advocate, and I don't know if that's the right usage of that word here, even if we did say, hey, we don't like that they're gay, that's not illegal. I'm not saying, like, that's not what I'm saying.
But
it's fucked up and it's horrible and we would never say that because we don't believe that. But, like, do you understand the definition of illegal? Because people start, they're really pissing me off. I'm telling you.
But I also just thought it was so strange because we so didn't say that.
We didn't. Of course we didn't.
That was not even remotely part of the problem.
Ugh, I'm getting mad all over again. They finish it off and say, if this doesn't come down within 24 hours, we will discuss further action with our attorney.
Demands.
Okay, so we got this at 7:14 p.m. I responded at 7:44 p.m. I was like, girly, I'm on your ass. So this was my email back to them. I said, hello, exclamation point. If you watched our episode on you, you'd know that in no world would we ever pick on Emma. Our hearts reel for her, and we even blurred her identity to attempt to give her the dignity you insist on denying her on a daily basis. My son is autistic. The reason we discussed you three at all is because the evidence that you all took and continue to take part in bullying Emma in her own home was so concrete and disgusting that I truly cannot fathom how you can have all of that evidence circulating the internet and still find it in you to have the audacity to send this email. With no due respect, do better. And as for the attorney threat, we have a great one, as well as an audience that would gladly donate any and all funds needed to protect our free speech. My bad for that. I shouldn't have pledged you guys a fund you don't know about. I got cocky. It was an empty threat completely. We have not GoFunded for that. Okay, so my bad. You know, I was heated, all right? Then I said, also, some food for thought. This is my fair use that I threw in there. Fair use is a law that allows us to use your content without your permission to create our own content and speak about you. Yes, even critically. Nothing we did was even close to illegal. If you don't want people to have an opinion about your content, don't post. And instead of trying to threaten away bad videos of you that won't go away, try being less bad. Just a thought. So yeah, that was my email to them.
I think that they probably thought we would be intimidated by that and take it down, but clearly they didn't Google us and see what is going on in our lives right now.
Yeah, I don't know what people expect to get accomplished with telling people I'm gonna sue you, but it's 2024. People know that 99.9% of the time that is bullshit. The 0.1%, you get a little cuckoo person who actually follows through with it, but you know, you just take that and deal with it in the moment.
Needless to say, they have not responded and it has been 13 days.
Correct. I'm sorry for promising your financial backing.
I was gonna say, so stay tuned for the GoFundMe.
I was just feeling so sassy and like, I can't threaten with my, I don't have the money to threaten people with. So I had to be like, well, let's bring it, bitch. That's basically what I should have said. Honestly, especially because she tried to pull the like, you're bullying a disabled family. Fuck if I am. I'm not bullying anyone, number one. And number two, bullying a disabled teenager? Emma? The person we literally showed like the only care for in that whole video was for Emma. Like, we wanted the best for her. We felt horrible. Get out of here.
Between that and then also the, like, discriminating against their orientation, it's like, did you watch the video? Yeah, I'm so confused. Whatever.
You just don't want bad shit about you on the internet. Too bad, so sad. Welcome.
Which, for the record, we don't just, like, get on here and talk shit about people when they haven't done something that is, at least in our eyes, deserving of talking shit about.
Sometimes we've gotten petty, I understand. But the majority of the time, we are just talking about shit happening on the internet. Like, that is the purpose of our show.
Also, we don't break news.
You know, all water under the bridge, and I'm not being sued from them that I know of. But stay tuned, who knows? Anyway, that is where we will leave you guys. That is the end of our episode. We love the internet. It gets us sued and threatened constantly. Love it here.
I mean, it can get a little sketchy, but it's entertaining, so.
But anyway, that is where we will leave you. That is the end of our episode. And yeah, I hope you guys had a great weekend. And as always, we will see you on Friday.
Every time you say the day, I'm like, oh yeah, that's what day it is. You're like, have a good week. I'm like, oh, I have to think about it. Cool, got it. Okay,
bye.
Bye, guys.